101.5 FM, The Hawk, from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario.
K. Billy's Super Sounds of the 70s weekend just keeps on coming with this little ditty that reached up to 21 in May of 1970. The George Baker selection, Little Green Bag.
This, in case you didn't notice, was not actually K. Billy's Super Sounds of the 70s. This is the Soundtrack Show. My name is Mark, and for the next hour or so, I'm going to get a little self-indulgent tonight. I'm going to play some music from my favorite movie soundtracks. Starting with this one. Now, off the top there, we heard guest DJ Stephen Wright from Reservoir Dogs. Now, if you listen to most of the kind of non-period Tarantino movies, he does some amazing picking of his music. And his top two, I think, are still Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction, but I only wanted to pick one of his tonight because I've got a lot of other things I want to play. So, all things being equal, Reservoir Dogs is the cooler soundtrack, I feel. So I had to play that one. I got one more coming up next. I would love to, in the future, hear what your favorite soundtracks are. And if you've got a request, I'm happy to play it for you. But tonight, I'm doing all mine. Sorry. It's pandemic. We're all kind of pseudo-locked in. Except for you bastards from Toronto and Peel. Inside, you have to come to Hamilton to go shopping. But I guess I kind of understand that. Oh, well. But such is life. And just don't touch anything. Wash your hands and inject some bleach. You know, clear that right up if you got something. No, I'm kidding. Don't do that. Who am I, the president? Hopefully outgoing. Either way. One more firm runs to four dogs and move on to something else. But in the meantime, little Joe Tex, I gotcha, from Reservoir Dogs on the Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk.
Oh, I gotcha! Uh-huh, huh, you thought I didn't see you now, didn't you? Uh-huh, huh, you try to sneak by me now, didn't you? Uh-huh, huh, now give me what you promised me, give it to you, come on!
Rock and roll.
Well, Hot Patootie, Bless My Soul. That is, of course, from the Rocky Horror Picture Show soundtrack, as performed by Meatloaf, a.k.a. Eddie, the delivery boy. Sorry, ex-delivery boy. And I'm really not a fan of musicals usually, but this one and a couple of others I've always really enjoyed. I'm going to play the other two in a little bit. But I got one more from this one, and then we'll move on to another film. So if you've seen the picture, and I really don't think I'm spoiling anything on a 40-year-old movie, but right after Meatloaf sings that song, Tim Curry, Dr. Frank Anfurter, takes an axe to him in a freezer. Shortly thereafter is the dinner scene. Guess who's on the menu? And then they sing about it. Because Eddie is a tender subject.
From the day he was born, he was trouble. He was the thorn in his mother's side. She tried in vain, but he never caused her nothing but shame. He left home the day she died. From the day she was gone, all he wanted was rock and roll porn on the motorbike, shooting up junk. Was a low-down, cheap little punk, taking everyone for a ride. When Eddie said he didn't like his daddy, he knew he was a no-good kid. But then he fell in line with a switchblade knife.
What a guy!
Makes you cry.
And I did. Must have been drawn into something, making him warn me in a note which reads,
what you say? What you say? I'm out of my head. Oh, hurry, or I may be dead. They mustn't carry out their evil deeds.
Yeah! And he said he didn't like his daddy. He knew he was a no good kid. And I did.
When
Eddie said he didn't like his daddy, he knew he was a no good kid. But then he threatened your life with a switchblade knife.
What a god.
Makes you cry.
And I did.
Once, let's reach out and grab it.
Yeah.
Together we'll nab it.
We'll hitchhike, bus, or yellow cabin.
Cabin?
Moving right along. Footloose and fancy free.
Getting there is half the fun. Come share it with me.
Moving right along.
We'll learn to share the load.
We don't need a map to keep this show on the road.
Hey, the song is sounding better, Fuzzy. Moving right along, we found a life on the highway.
And your way is my way.
So trust my navigation.
California, here we come, come high in the skyland.
Palm trees and warm sand.
Though sadly, we just left Rhode Island.
We did what?
Just forget it. I'm moving right along.
Hey, LA, where have you gone?
Since
someone to fetch us. We're in Saskatchewan.
Moving right along, dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby. You take it, you know best.
Hey, I've never seen the sun come up in the west. See signs of men.
Yeah, welcome on the same boat that says come back again.
Moving right along, nice town,
footloose and fancy free.
You're ready for the big time.
Is it ready for me?
Jim Henson and Frank Oz, a.k.a. Kermit and Fozzie, from the soundtrack to the Muppet movie. That, very personal one for me, because I played the hell out of that record. I think it was one of the first records I ever owned. And it was going back to, 1979. Pretty sure I got it for Christmas that year. So, I always loved that album. The music on it is fantastic, all done by Paul Williams. And I got one other one coming up from that album and the movie. And it's a number performed in the film by the band Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem, which I still contend, is one of the greatest band names ever. So without further ado, can you picture that? And it's the soundtrack show on 101.5 The Hawk.
Something I can treasure. Can you picture that? Can you picture that? Oh, yeah! Hey, Floyd, take a verse.
Let me take your picture, add it to the mixture. There it is, I got you now. Really nothing to it, anyone can do it. It's easy and we all know how. Now begins a changing, mental rearranging. Nothing's really where it's at.
Towers holding up a flower. I gave it to a Texas cat.
Fact is, there's nothing out there you can't do. Yeah, even Santa Claus believes in you.
Break down your walls, begin, believe me, begin.
Be a better drummer, be an up and comer. Can't you picture that?
Winner.
behind it?
That is, of course, Huey Lewis and the News. Power of Love from Back to the Future, Part 1. And I had that on cassette. I had it on one of my early CDs. And I know I wore the cassette out twice before I bought the CD, before I had a CD player at home. And, yeah, that was my way of annoying the crap out of my family who just did not want to hear about this movie, the soundtrack, or the car ever again. That said, there's a lot of cool songs on this one. Eric Clapton, Lindsey Buckingham, Etta James is on there. And what they bill as Marty McFly on the soundtrack, singing Johnny B. Goode. It's not Marty McFly. It's not Michael J. Fox. Michael J. Fox can, or at least could, sing back in the day. And if you saw the movie Light of Day, where it's him and Joan Jett as brother and sister in a bar band, they're actually, he sounds pretty good. He could have pulled that one off, but for whatever reason, they opted to replace his voice with that of another singer, who I believe was the guy heading up the house band on Arsenio way, way back when. you know, Arsenio Hall when he had a talk show the first time. Anyway, I'm not playing that version tonight. I'm going to play the original. So without further ado, from kind of Back to the Future, Chuck Berry and the new sound he was looking for, Johnny B. Goode, on the Soundtrack Show. What started out as two guys singing and playing to warm up the house, audience at Saturday Night Live, became a big movie, a couple of concert tours, and two albums, two live recorded albums, one studio recorded album, which of course was the soundtrack to the film The Blues Brothers. And of course that was Everybody Needs Somebody to Love, originally by Solomon Burke, later by Wilson Pickett, and dedicated to Wilson Pickett in the movie when they play that. It's John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd as Jake and Elwood Blues. And I got one more from, not the movie, but from them. I figure it qualifies for the soundtrack show because the whole thing started off on SNL. And this was on their Best of the Blues Brothers album as an unreleased track. And it's an old R&B standard, and it's a really cool tune, and I love their version of it, and it's one you don't hear too often. So my friends, without further ado, Expressway to Your Heart, the blues band of Joliet, Jake, and Elwood Blues, the Blues Brothers. That was a great movie and a fantastic soundtrack. That was, of course, The Commitments, the Saviors of Soul, those Irish Saviors of Soul. And they were doing Otis Redding's classic, Take Me to the River. That's right, Otis Redding did it before the Talking Heads, just so you know. One more tune from that album, and that will be The Commitments doing Aretha Franklin's Chain of Fools. This is the Soundtrack Show, 115 The Hawk.
Ching, ching, ching.
And a long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Thank you.
forever. Everybody knows that it's me or you. Everybody knows that you live forever. When you had a line or two, everybody knows the deal is rotten. Old Black Joe still picking cotton for your living room blues. Everybody knows you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful. Give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been discreet. So many people you had to meet without your clothes. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's the way it goes. Everybody knows.
Concrete Blonde doing Leonard Cohen, Everybody Knows. From the soundtrack to the film Pump Up the Volume. Yeah, that was the one where Christian Slater ran a pirate radio station from his bedroom. And if you ignore the fact that he'd need an 800-foot tower in his backyard that would be a little bit obvious to the FCC, it's a pretty good movie. But, you know, you have to have some sort of leap of faith for these things. Speaking of which, saw a great movie today called An American Pickle. And it's on HBO Max and I think Crave here in Canada. Starring Seth Rogen as a 39-year-old app developer. And as well as his great-grandfather, who 100 years previous to the movie had fallen into a vat of pickle brine and was preserved through some magical scientific explanation, which they don't really get into in the movie. But it's an interesting premise, and it's well done. It's a little heartfelt. It's funny in parts. It's good. It's a fun movie. Totally worth recommending. But there's no real music in the movie, so that nothing I'm playing for. I'm just enjoying the movie. So I recommend that. In the meantime, one of my new favorite movies and soundtracks is Baby Driver. It's a fun movie. It's got a really eclectic collection of music on the soundtrack and allows me to play this band, this British band that I really enjoy and I don't hear enough of. It's The Damned with Neat, Neat, Neat. This is the soundtrack show on 101.5 The Hawk.
Can't afford it. scratch just like a monkey. Yeah, you do. Real, yeah. You slide into the limbo. Yeah.
In case you thought the Rolling Stones wrote that one, that's Bob and Earl with Harlem Shuffle. Interesting side note there, if you heard the intro a little bit at the beginning of the song, hear this. You, of course, know that as the intro to a rap song in the 80s. It's going to come to me as soon as I hit the play on the next song, which I'll do now. Yeah, House of Pain, Jump Around. There you go. Now you know the song. Anyway, moving right along. From Guardians of the Galaxy Part 2, Volume 2, it's Looking Glass with Brandy, You're a Fine Girl.
Serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, Brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, Brandy, you're a fine girl. Chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain, a locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, Brandy, down, Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around.
she still can hear him say. She hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
But my life, my love, and my lady is the same. It's the same. Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
But my life, my love, and my lady is the same.
Friends, we have one more song to go. Play it out. So until next time, have a great week. Be safe, be well. Don't go out if you don't have to. And please, when you're buying Christmas presents, remember me, your favorite radio host here on The Hawk. We're out of here, and have a good one, everybody. We'll take it home. A little Redbone from Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1. Come and get your love. Be excellent to each other, my friends. Have a good one.